Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. Establishment of the cell theory, which states that all living animals and plants are made of cells and their products, and that cells are derived only from division of other cells, was a milestone in the history of science. Many scientists contributed to this monumental idea. Anton van Leeuwenhoek used a single-lens microscope to be first to observe and describe bacteria and one-celled protozoa. Robert Hooke worked with a compound microscope with two lenses and used his penknife, sharp and keen as a razor, and cut thin slices of cork. He used a compound microscope with two lenses to observe that the cork was made of a great many little boxes that he named cells. He didn't realize that he was actually viewing dead cell walls without cell contents, and that the interior of the cell would turn out to be really significant. Matthias Schleiden noted that all plants are made of cells, and Theodor Schwann generalized that all animals were also made of cells. Many other scientists contributed to the establishment of the cell theory, but all were not as well known as the individuals mentioned above. One of the lesser known contributors to cell theory was a Polish Jewish scientist in 19th century Prussia named Robert Remak. Among other discoveries, he provided evidence that cells arise by division of pre-existing cells. His findings were not accepted until Virchow plagiarized and promoted this view without acknowledging the contributions of Remak. During his important contributions in a climate of anti-Semitism, Remak was denied a full university professorship. And as we know, religion or geography should have no place in science. But unfortunately, sometimes they do. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.